Well, we are with Clay Clark for the Charisma News podcast that we're talking about today. He's going to give us an update on what is happening in the world, especially with the World Health Organization recently just declaring the monkeypox outbreak as an international crisis. What exactly is the term that they're using now? I feel like terms don't mean anything anymore anyway. So just give us some insight, Clay, on what is going on.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to tell everybody out there, everything I'm going to say on today's show is definitely going to go against the mainstream media, and it's all cited. And to my right, we have Pastor Todd Coconato, who can verify that I am, in fact, here.
You're truly here.
So we're going to start off
there, Todd.
Hey, thank you so much, John.
First thing we want to do is we want to go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going to pull that up here to my right. When you go to timetofreeamerica.com, there's a button there that's a monkeypox button. If you click on the monkeypox button, I have documented the Nuclear Threat Initiative's prophecy or plan or prediction that there would be a COVID-style outbreak. In this case, it's the monkeypox outbreak beginning on May 15th of 2022. So again,
wow.
The Nuclear Threat Initiative, they guessed or predicted or planned or somehow they knew 16 months before monkeypox happened that there would become a monkeypox outbreak on May 15th of 2022. Now, Todd, you know the Nuclear Threat Initiative was founded by Ted Turner,
yep,
who is outspoken, let's say, not in favor of Christ.
That's right.
And funded by Bill Gates, yep, who is not pro-Christ. Do you think that they were operating in the prophetic? I mean, how do you think that the Nuclear Threat Initiative knew that the monkeypox outbreak would be beginning?
Well, it reminds me of Event 201. You know, they tend to do these things ahead of time, and it's a pattern now. We've seen this in several different things. So what you're doing, Clay, is you're just looking at the source documents, and you're reading what it actually says, and then you're mm-hmm. putting that information out there, and then, hey, sure enough, it happens. What a coincidence, right?
Shocking. Now, this is a sound clip. This is what the mainstream media is reporting right now. Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
The World Health Organization is warning that new outbreaks of monkeypox and Lassa fever may be linked to climate change.
All right. So there. Let me play it back again here. Here we go. This is.
The World Health Organization is warning that new outbreaks of monkeypox and Lassa fever may be linked to climate change.
This is happening all over the media right now. So if you're out there today and you're not, you haven't heard this before, I want you to go to Google or DuckDuckGo and type in monkeypox. Okay, let's do it. Monkeypox, climate change. And then go to news and click enter. And there it is. They're saying that monkeypox is spreading in large part due to a climate problem.
Wow.
So what's happening now is the World Health Organization has declared a FEIC, a public health emergency of international concern. I don't know what a FEIC is. I don't know. This is great. I'm glad that you don't know because it means you're mentally healthy. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and type in. I'm just going to read it to you. And if you type into Google or DuckDuckGo, you can type in COVID-19 public health emergency of international concern. And there you can find this document. Okay. Also, I have a button on time2freeamerica.com about the World Health Organization. You can go there and read this. And so these people at the World Health Organization, Todd, you're a pastor.
Yep.
You're an American. Do you recall voting for Tedros or the World Health Organization to rule your life in any way, shape,
definitely
or form?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Well, this document we can download here at on the World Health Organization website. It declares what they're going to do in the event of a FEIC being declared, a public health emergency of international concern, which Tedrow pronounces as a FEIC. He says, we're here to talk about the monkeypox and whether we're going to get declared a FEIC. He always says a FEIC. So that's Tedros. So this is what they're going to do. Step one, mobilize research on rapid point of care for the use at the community level. Step two, immediately assess available data to learn what standard of care approaches from China.
Wow.
Wow.
Are most effective. China. Now think about this. Todd, do you remember what China did to stop the spread of COVID-19?
Not much. Well, they blocked everybody down.
Yeah,
it was draconian.
Draconian. And
didn't let people even get food.
Didn't let people get food.
People were starving. They were yelling out from their balconies.
Locking people in their homes.
Yeah.
And they want to have us in America implement this strategy. So big idea number one, right now, the monkeypox has been declared as a fake or a FEIC, P-H-E-I-C. That's big idea number one. We all need to get that. Big idea number two. This is big stuff. Okay. Biden is on the verge of declaring a climate emergency. Now, a climate emergency, what that does, there's already been documentation and conversations and legislation put in place for what to do in the event that that happens. And I don't think people know what that means. So I'm going to play a little soundbite from a friend of mine named Alex Jones. Some of your listeners love him, some hate him. It turns out he's on average more right than wrong. But this is what Alex Jones says that will happen in the event of a climate emergency. I'm going to hit play here. 3, 2, 1. This is Alex Jones explaining.
To pass this year.
Back up.
Biden said, I'm already planning a climate emergency by executive order. That means dictatorial order. And he said, in a few weeks, we'll make the announcement. He hasn't had the press conference yet, but I have right here in my little paws the document. Before the show, I only had time to read half of it. It just came out an hour ago, and it is devastating.
Now, this is going to get yourself psychologically prepared for what he's going to say here in just a second. This is Alex Jones explaining what would happen in the event of a climate emergency being declared. Here we go.
Document. It's 50-something pages long, but when you go to page 4, I just got a massive chill. When you read page 4, baby, you know you're not in Kansas anymore, and you're sure as hell not in a free planet. Stop all oil and gas drilling. Stop all energy exports. That alone will put us into a depression the likes of which you've never seen. The climate president's emergency powers. That's the front page of this. His emergency powers. We're in a climate emergency, and all the old executive orders and all the martial law preparation that we warned you about is cited in here and cited in the new NDAA legislation. They tried to pass last year as well. They're trying to pass this year to make the presidency a dictatorship with total domestic control. When you go to page 4 of this, in the executive summary, overhead shot, halt crude oil exports.
There
totally
it is.
Banned.
Wow.
Stop oil and gas drilling in the outer continental shelf. Restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels. That's sanctions where you can't invest in it. Grow domestic manufacturing for clean energy and transportation to speed the nationwide transition off fossil fuels. They did this in Spain. They did this in Sri Lanka. They never transitioned. It's not designed. It collapses society.
Okay, so big idea number 3, and I appreciate the persistence of Team InfoWars calling, but this is very important people understand. Okay, so big idea number 1 is we have a monkeypox public health emergency of international concern that's been declared.
Yep.
We all know that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what is a public health emergency of international concern? This would be giving the World Health Organization more powers than they had during the pandemic. Let's just be clear.
Wow.
That's been declared.
That's what Michelle Bachmann was trying to sound the alarm on.
That's what she was talking about. And then on the second idea is we have a climate emergency that if Biden declares that, Biden then has powers and authority that would rival that of any dictator in the history of the world.
Under the guise of a medical.
What is stopping him from making that declaration right now? But more importantly, what can we do?
Well, right now, we are ticking down, tick, 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 until it happens. So the time to stop it is now over. So it's going to happen. So now it's how do you react to it? Let me give you a bit better example. Jesus was gathered with his, who were those guys who hung out with Jesus? Todd, your pastor.
12 disciples.
Oh, yeah, those guys. And so he's hanging out with these guys, you know, and then he's like, hey, guys, here's the deal. This is my last supper.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, why is it your last supper? He's like, because there won't be another one after this. And they're going, what? And he said, no, this is how. And all of a sudden, it got serious. And it got focused. And maybe the joking around stopped. Because people knew what was going to happen. And I'm just going to give people some facts, hopefully some hope, is all of this was prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 in the Bible. All this, if you read the book of Revelation, it's all right there. We're just living through the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Now, I can't say that, you know, tomorrow you're going to see Putin and Turkey. So Russia and Turkey and Iran invade, thus fulfilling the prophecy. But I can tell you that Iran and Russia and Turkey just have signed agreements to work together.
Wow. Right?
I can't tell you that tomorrow you're going to see the war that ends all wars. But I can tell you the Euphrates is dry.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that tomorrow Christ will return, but I can tell you we have wars and rumors of wars, and famines and pestilences. So I can just tell everybody right now, action items today. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I just want to give you some free stuff. You can download my book here for free that explains all this for free. Okay, so you can download for free tonight so you know what's going on. It's The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. That'll get you educated. You can also watch the documentary about The Great Reset by going to timetofreeamerica.com. You can watch it for free. Just go to the shopping cart and you watch it free. Boom. The Reawaken America Tour documentary. Three, you know, we have three final events that we're going to where we're going to share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. And Todd, I'll give you the final word on this. I believe that the God who created this universe has the ability to flip any situation within 24 hours in a miraculous way where only he can get the credit.
Yes.
But I'm also saying in the natural, which is the world I operate in more often, we're in a very bad spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd love to give you your final thoughts on maybe God's supernatural power to really overcome any circumstance.
Well, that's right. Well, he says that he gives us the authority and the power to pull down the strongholds. And we recall in the word of God, there's many times when every other option was off the table except God intervening. And so what I really feel like we're at is a Mount Carmel, where it's the prophets of Baal versus the prophets of God.
Yep.
And we're at that showdown. And that's what's happening. The Reawake America Tour is the prophets of God are speaking truth. And it's not just happening there. It's happening across the nation, the world, where the true prophets are speaking truth and giving encouragement and letting us know what we need to be doing. But it is definitely a Mount Carmel moment right now.
And that's why you're seeing, you know, Mike Lindell and General Flynn and Eric Trump and prophets like Amanda Grace and prophets like Julie Green and people like Steve Strang. They're all showing up at these events. Mm-hmm. So if you go, just housekeeping notes here, we have just under 200 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour New York. That's Rochester, New York in August. September, we're going to Washington, Idaho. And our final event is in Pennsylvania in October. What's the purpose of this? We're trying to share the truth about the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. And I believe America has to repent. We have to decide. I encourage everybody out there tonight, homework for you. Read Matthew chapter 24 and read it tonight. Hey, thank you for carving out time. Sorry for the call interruptions, but It's when I'm doing back-to-back interviews, sometimes that happens. And I apologize.
That's all right, Clay. I appreciate all the insight that you always give us, the very concentrated version of. And I just want to encourage everybody to go to timetofreeamerica.com to find out all the information, all the sources that Clay provides, because it's all there. He's not making this up. He cites everything that he does. And so I just want to encourage everybody to go check that out. If you're interested in more of what he's been talking about. But there is definitely things that we need to do. We need to pray. We need to really seek the Lord. And as Pastor Todd Coconato said, we are at that Mount Carmel moment. And I just want to say that we are going to stand for righteousness, and we are going to believe that God's going to send that fire.
Amen and amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
God bless.
Bye.
This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.